Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's dive straight in to today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from It's Me 2213, who says, I'm 28 female, unsure if it's time to draw boundaries with my boyfriend, 28 male, and his co-worker, late 20s female, who he got close to very quickly. And this does come with an update. Apologies for the length. I'm going to be very thorough, and also a lot has happened in a very short amount of time. First, some background and the good stuff. I've been best friends with my boyfriend since 2013. We even lived together during graduate school for 2 years before we started dating. We started dating in 2016 when we were roommates, so we've been together for about 2.5 years now and have lived together for a lot of that time. We did a brief stint of long distance when we got jobs in different locations after school. In January of this year, he moved states to be with me, and I still can't get over how amazing that was of him. We are now living together in our own apartment, and we couldn't be happier. He is my best friend and absolutely the person I plan to spend the rest of my life with. He's smart, funny, an absolute sweetheart, and a romantic, and he makes me feel so loved every day. We have talked about our future many times, and I'm anticipating a proposal in the near future. Also, he has had many female friends during our time together, and this has never bothered me. I'm rarely the jealous type. He's hung out one-on-one with girls before, and I had no complaints. There has been one girl I told him I was uncomfortable with, and he stopped hanging out with her. But that was for a lot of reasons, and not just because she's a girl. So, on to the recent issue. After moving to my state, he had to pass a couple of tests in our field before he could start working. He did so and was able to secure a job in early June. He likes his new job so far and generally likes and gets along with his co-workers, but hadn't really made any friends yet. He's hung out with my co-workers slash sort of friends too. I'm also pretty new to the area and likes them as well, but no one he would hang out with one-on-one. I know he is missing having a group of friends back in his home state where he moved from. About a month ago, maybe a little more, he started mentioning one co-worker a lot. We'll call her Liz. At first, it was just in passing. Oh, my coworker Liz said this or that. It also turns out Liz used to work with an organization that works closely with my organization, so she knows a lot of people that I work with and what's going on with my job and field of work. So it's a small world kind of thing. She would mention someone I knew or something about my job, and he would tell her he also knew that person because of me. That kind of thing. But he started talking about her more and more often. I'm talking probably every single day over a few weeks, he would have a story about Liz or something she said. So I knew they were talking or hanging out at work a lot. He did say that Liz mentioned she wanted to meet me and she has a fiance that she lives with, so that made me feel good. Nothing to worry about, and I was happy he was making a friend here. Liz actually lived nearby us in a temporary place because they were moving around for her fiance's job. So a couple of weeks ago, he tells me that Liz suggested they start carpooling to work together. Their office is about 30 minutes away without traffic, but our city always has traffic, so it's more like 45 minutes each ways most days. Honestly, this made me a little uncomfortable, since this meant they would be spending 1 to 1.5 hours alone together in the car every time they rode together. But I didn't say anything because they wouldn't be carpooling every day. Some days they work in the office and other days they work on projects around town, so this would only be days when they both go into the office, maybe 2 to 3 days a week. Besides, he only mentioned it in passing as an idea at first. A few days later, as he was heading out the door, he said, "Okay, I'm going to pick up Liz and head into work." I was surprised because he never told me they decided to definitely start carpooling together, but it obviously wasn't a big deal. He has never mentioned it again, so as far as I know, that's the only day they've ridden together. It hasn't been an ongoing thing. I was fine with this. Things started intensifying quickly last week though. As I mentioned, Liz and her fiancé were in a temporary place before, so they decided to start looking for a permanent apartment. My boyfriend casually mentioned to me one day last week that they were interested in our building, and they wanted to come see it the next day. This came out of left field to me. Our building is very nice. It's a luxury building in a good area downtown, but there are also a ton of similar buildings in the area. But I figured they were just checking out all kinds of places, and ours was probably one of many on the list. So late last week, they came by our building for a tour. I actually saw them briefly on the elevator and we met for the first time, but they were being given a tour by management, so we didn't hang out. Well, later that night, Liz texted my boyfriend that they decided to rent in our building. I honestly didn't know what to say because I wasn't thrilled. I felt like now they definitely want to start carpooling together every day they can, and they will start becoming even closer. My boyfriend was obviously very happy about it when he told me. I just kind of asked if they were looking at any other places and why they weren't looking any closer to where she and my boyfriend work. And he said they just really like this building and her fiance works more closely to our area, so it works for them to live here. Obviously, there was nothing I could say, so I just said cool. Ever since then, I feel like they already have been talking more and more. The text and have called each other a couple of times. To be fair, as far as I know, it is all either work or apartment related. But I also don't really see his phone and have no idea how much they actually talk. A couple of final things prompted me to write this post. Up until now, I wasn't thrilled about all of this, but could deal with it. This weekend, we traveled to visit my family for the holiday weekend. Yesterday, during a family lunch, he got up and went into the other room with his phone for a few minutes. When he came back, I asked, "Where'd you go?" And he just said, "I was getting a phone call." Later, I asked who was calling him at lunch. He said it was Liz with a few questions because they were moving in at the time. This slightly bothered me because I feel like if I hadn't asked, he wasn't planning to tell me it was Liz who called. He went back to our city last night while I'm staying in my hometown with my family for a couple of extra days. While driving him to the airport, I got a random thought, so I asked, "You're just going to take an Uber back home, right?" That's how we got to the airport. He kind of hesitated, then said, "I was actually going to see if maybe Liz could pick me up, so I don't have to spend money on Uber." Yet again, I felt like he never would have mentioned this to me if I hadn't asked. Also, we live close to the airport, so an Uber is not expensive, and he makes good money. I reminded him that Liz and her fiancé were moving that day, and probably didn't want to come pick him up at the airport. I would have said this for anyone. Moving sucks, and he thought about it and agreed. He didn't end up asking her. I don't know what to do from here. On one hand, I'm genuinely glad he's making a friend. There are no red flags so far. Things seem 100% platonic. Plus, she has a fiance, so we all could be couple friends. On the other hand, he seems to be getting really close to her really quickly. He talks about her constantly, a lot more than I explained in this post, and they probably are going to be riding together often. And I feel like he is starting to, unconsciously or not, kind of hide some interactions with her from me. Is it time to set boundaries? If so, what would reasonable boundaries even be? Is carpooling together too much? Is it okay for them to hang out alone together outside of work? I have no idea, and I've never been in this situation before. I don't know how to talk to him about this. I just feel like we need to have a talk now that she is living in our building. But maybe I should wait to see if things escalate. Most of the way through this, as I was reading it, I thought, well, you know, this sounds innocent enough, till we started getting to the point where he was hiding the phone calls and seemed to be hiding some interactions with Liz. And I think that would make me uncomfortable as well. But I think a way of potentially solving this, and maybe, obviously I don't know, is meeting up with them as couples. It sounds like, from what you were saying in this post, that you may have a lot in common with Liz. And I do understand that you don't want to come at this from like an accusatory, sort of jealous tone, because that usually never ends well. But I don't think it's bad either to let your feelings known. The way you've explained it in this post, you know, you do understand that he's got a good friend now and you don't want to destroy that, but you know, you do have some worries of your own. You're not asking him to give up this friend, you're just concerned of how close he may be getting. But well then, 9876 says, have them over for dinner or something. I would have done this a long time ago when he started talking about her a lot, especially if they were going to carpool and move into your apartment complex. Something longer than just saying hi. See what she's like and her fiancé's like. See how everyone interacts with each other. You'll know them for sure. If it's a bad situation, it'd be super weird and obvious. Then I would talk to him if it's a bad situation. Tell him all of what you are uncomfortable with. Just know that moving is hard and you make new friends with anyone you connect with. Work is a main place to make friends. It could be just fine. The problem now is she lives in your apartment complex, so they're 100% going to get closer and you might get stuck seeing slash hearing about her no matter which way this all plays out. He should respect you enough to back off a little with her if you express that you are uncomfortable. That's respect in a relationship. If you introduce him to more people, it may help. OP replied saying, I like this idea. I definitely want to meet both of them and get to know them, especially now that we are neighbors. I really don't think it's anything bad yet. I think he's genuinely happy to have a friend, but it's also borderline becoming a situation where things could get inappropriate or weird. I want to talk to him without discouraging him from making friends, so it's tough. Changer a bit says, the biggest concern to me is that they haven't gotten you and Liz's fiancé together for a double date or something where you could all meet. It sounds like you and Liz have a lot of common work contacts and would have things to talk about at the very least. You met her while her and her fiancé were viewing the building. That's super awkward, and at the best, your boyfriend dropped the social ball here. At worst, he's avoiding you and Liz spending time together. Sure, Liz is his friend, they work together and all that jazz, and he doesn't have to include you with everything. But right now, he's including you on practically nothing. That would make me worried. I think you need to talk to him about how you are feeling. Like, don't go into it talking about boundaries or insinuating that more is going on between them than just friends, but rather how you've been feeling about the situation. It's perfectly fine to have these feelings and to let him know, and it's much better than letting these feelings boil and waiting on something bad to happen. He's your partner. He deserves to know if something is upsetting you, and that's really the only way you two can figure out a way forward that you are both comfortable with. OP quotes a section out and says, it was definitely very awkward. I do think it was more boyfriend dropping the ball. He had just told me the day before that they wanted to see our place. They actually were initially going to come over to our apartment that night, which may have made me feel better, but didn't end up having time. Thanks for your reply. I agree with your take. Lady Urzalot says, once you start leaving the room for a call and not volunteering who it was, it's an issue. And I don't doubt he clearly wasn't going to volunteer that Liz would pick him up. Also, not a fan of his positioning, acting like he might ask when you know it's planned. Address it. It's close, fast, and those two instances reflect that he's aware of the optics of this at the very least. He's becoming aware that the closeness could appear problematic. That's where he has to end it. He doesn't wait around. He calls it. It's a lot. It's fast, and he's omitting info that should be volunteered. He's gotta watch it. And one more from a deleted user who says boundaries 100% need to be established at this point. While it may all be platonic and innocent thus far, it appears to be quickly going another direction. And at the very least, it will put your boyfriend in an extremely tempting situation. Good partners do their best to avoid putting themselves in tempting situations. You definitely need to talk to him, to tell him that you are uncomfortable with how close they've become, and that you would like him to put some distance between himself and this girl. I think appropriate boundaries would be that they not see each other in one-on-one situations outside of work as a...
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Start. So now let's move on to the update to find out what happened next. So a lot has happened since my last post, and I got some good advice there. So I wanted to post an update. After I made the last post, I came home from a trip with my family a couple of days later. I told my boyfriend that I wanted to talk to him about something, and I brought up his friendship with Liz. I basically brought up all of my concerns from the post. I told him that I didn't want to discourage him from having a friend, but I also felt like they were talking quite a lot and spending a lot of time together, and that it was starting to make me feel uncomfortable. My boyfriend took it really well. He immediately reassured me that he only saw her as a friend and that he hadn't even realized how it could look to me. When I brought up how I felt like he wasn't being forthcoming with information, like how he didn't mention the phone call from her, he said that was 100% unintentional. He then immediately asked what he could do going forward to make me feel more comfortable. He offered to stop carpooling with her and to cut down contact with her, except for work-related stuff. I told him I didn't have a problem with the carpooling because financially it makes sense. He spends a lot of money on gas, but maybe he could try and text and call her outside of work a little bit less. I also told him I would really love to meet her and her fiancé, and he enthusiastically agreed. He set up a hangout for the following weekend. The two of us and Liz and her fiancé all went out for drinks at a bar by our building. They moved in by now. It was actually really fun. It turns out we all have a ton in common. Liz and I do very similar work and we all have common nerdy interests. It was a little bit awkward at first, as meeting new people often is, but once we all got comfortable, we had a blast. From there, we've all become fast friends, and Liz and I have developed our own separate friendship too. We text often, go to each other's places for dinner sometimes, and hang out on weekends. I can honestly say I really like Liz and her fiancé as a person and trust her 100%. I no longer have a problem with her friendship with my boyfriend at all. They do still carpool sometimes, but they've never hung out alone outside of work. It's always the four of us. I feel like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders. Finally, I have a separate but slightly related update. My boyfriend is now my fiancé. Less than a month after I made my last post, he took me out for a really beautiful and romantic dinner. When we came home, our apartment was covered in roses and candles. I was so shocked I could barely move as he got down on one knee and proposed. I said yes and then cried for about 2 hours as we all called our friends and family. It was absolutely perfect and we are getting married next year. It turns out that Liz actually helped him plan the proposal and that was part of why they were talking a lot too. Since she lives in our building now, he had all the flowers, candles, champagne and accessories shipped to her and kept at her place until he was ready for them. He even had her hold onto the ring the week before he did. After he proposed, she came upstairs and took photos for us and cried with us. That was the moment I realized what a great friend she is to both of us. So communication saves the day again. We're all great friends now and Liz and I have regular girls' nights to plan our weddings together. Then there was an edit from OP which said, "Wow, wow, wow. I know this is stereotypical, but I never expected my post to blow up like this. I started reading the comments last night and planned to reply to some, but then I got busy. And then this just got out of control. So let me just say here, thank you all so much for the support, advice and well wishes. You guys rule, and thank you for the platinum, gold and silver. I've never gotten any of that before, and now I'm a little sad this is a throwaway and not my main, lol. I'll pay it forward and gild someone today. And OP is right. Communication does win the day, but we've seen posts like this before and they can go all sorts of different ways, right? Like, what if OP's partner did take, you know, that the wrong way when OP approached them with this situation? What if there was something actually going on? We've seen it time and time again on this subreddit, so I'm all for seeing a positive ending on a story once in a while. How about you guys? And I think one of the sweetest things about this whole thing is that, you know, OP's made a friendship out of Liz as well. And Liz was helping set up this whole proposal beforehand, looking after the flowers and the ring, taking photos and crying with them. I think it's just all lovely. Too lovely for this subreddit sometimes, though. And in some ways, I just don't want that positivity to end. So we're going to cover a couple of the little comments on this update. From Landho54, who says, "Such a wonderful update, OP. This should be the standard post that shows how your SO can have a friendship of the opposite sex and there's nothing going on, because all parties involved are open, upfront and transparent about everything. My husband and I each have opposite gender friends, and this is exactly how we are. We are all open with each other. We are all friends. There's no hiding people or acting odd about it or making excuses or unfriendliness. That's the difference I wish people would see. I'm happy this all worked out for everyone." Rainy Reminder says, "Oh, that's amazing. I'm so happy for you that this all worked out so well. And what a great example of what a positive relationship value open communication is. I wish you and your fiance and Liz and her fiance all the best." And one more from Nerd Geek, who says, "Congrats. I'm glad everything worked out perfect to how it should have. Moral of the story for me to take from this: great communication amongst a couple solves problems quickly and builds a stronger relationship. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this story? Do you enjoy a story with a positive ending? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the stories. Your love, your support and your time always means the absolute world to me. Never forget how important you are and the difference you really do make. Thank you so much, and I hope I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love." Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.